It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 360.
Coming to you live from the radio studio where it all began for me in Shepparton.
Mm.
We're at, it was called Star FM when I was here. It's now Hit 96.9. How good is it?
So what did you have to say when you were on air? What was the call sign or whatever?
It's Tommy and Candy on Star FM. I've forgotten. I used to have it. So this is not the same studio as what I had. Mm. This is the same studio as in just the same space, but it's completely different. Mm. So now where I'm sitting is where you would control what goes out.
Yeah.
But I used to sit where you were sitting, Josh.
I thought you were on the but the panel was on that side.
So the panel, it was flipped around. Now mm-hmm. this is like a standing desk.
Yeah.
There's a new panel. So they talked about doing a reno when I was here, but I think they'd been talking about it for 10 years. And so it was always like, who's going to get it? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be here while you get the reno? And well, it's not me.
You've managed to make it work though. But this is in 360.
Oh, yeah. Which we don't know what it's going to look like. We can gauge what it's going to look mm-hmm. like, but we're hoping it's going to work. Let's just say that.
Well, because we're heading off to Leeton in New South Wales to do some filming for another project.
Mm.
And so it's a little bit low on the priority list, this, in regards to making sure the 360 is working, doing all that sort of shit.
So, we kind of rush to get everything set up. Mm-hmm. We've got three cameras going. We're using some microphones of the stations, thank you. Mm-hmm. And we've got our own. But like that, I felt a similar stress, a bit of pressure every day. Like when we'd come in,
mm-hmm.
I just remember feeling just like...
Really? That surprised me.
Like nervous to start with. Like you got to remember when I came to Shepparton, I hadn't done any radio, like zero radio. I'd done a day where we got together at the radio station in Melbourne with a bunch of other people and we would do like mock-up breaks. But I had no idea of what the panel did.
So did you know how to use the panel?
Not at all. I didn't panel for the first bit. Candy did. And so I had no clue. I was just like, but I just remember I haven't done much in my life since that has pushed me so much
mm-hmm.
like that, the, what it felt like to go live out on the radio, mm-hmm. like think about it. It's like, if we did it now, I think our hearts would be racing. I don't think like what we do now
with the podcasting doesn't have that. Do you think when we introduce live streaming, we'll have a bit of that?
I think there'll be slight nerves, but we're so comfortable around each other. Like, you know, you eat a whole packet of lollies around your mates. Like, that's how comfortable you are.
Yeah, well, we've just.
All right, we're going to tell you, we've done a bit of a troll on you. So we all left at about 1:30 p.m. from Melbourne. And I've got the lolly packet here. We went to the supermarket and me and the boys were like, let's buy a jumbo size packet of lollies. And we all made a pact that we wouldn't eat one of them. But we pretended like we ate a heap of them.
I should have known based on you not fucking trolling me about the lollies. I was like, you know what? It's so nice that he's allowing me just to eat shit food and drive. So did you really not have any?
No, we all pretended like we had them.
Dipping our hands and rustling around. Nothing.
So we drove for 2 hours and you consumed a 520-gram packet of natural confectionery lollies.
The equivalent of 2,000 calories.
Oh, it's so annoying. I'm so spewing.
Did you have any idea?
Nah, I saw Dill laughing at me when I had four in my mouth at once. I was like, oh, that's fine, whatever.
Let me just read you the text messages that I sent to Dill and Mason while we were going. I said, don't draw attention to Josh eating. And then I sent one to Mason, which was perfect because I was worried that Mason was going to throw out the packet.
Were you surprised at how? Because the funny thing is, I gave it to you and I'm like, I don't want any more. I managed to put it back. I just finished them.
So I wrote to Mason, can you work out how many calories Josh had for the show? Also, put the empty bag in your pocket.
That's so funny.
Do you want to know how many grams of sugar you had?
I can guess. So, if it's, I'm guessing 300 grams.
Times 100 by 5.
Four, so let's just round it up. 50 grams per 100.
So it's half. So I had about 270 grams of sugar. It's a lot of sugar. Anyway, but what's worse for you? That or three bananas?
I've seen a shift in your demeanor after we arrived. Like, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like you've gone downhill in terms of like
energy.
Energy.
I have no energy. Yeah, I have absolutely no energy. I want to go to our room and go to sleep, basically. Yeah, my tummy hurts. I mean, what did you guys think of the road trip so far?
It's been good.
It's been good, yeah. No complaints.
It's what do you think of Shepparton?
It's pretty quiet.
It's small.
So we're recording this on a Sunday because it's probably the only time we could get into the studio. Plus, we've never filmed on 360, so it might not work.
Exactly.
And we needed at least 24 hours to be able to get this episode out. But we're here on a Sunday and it is super quiet. Like, people go hard on Saturday night going out to restaurants and shit, but then come Sunday, it's just like, I just remember it feeling like a ghost town.
Yeah. I mean, we went into a pub and you knew the people there.
Yeah.
Is it a pub? Do you count it as a pub?
Yeah, that's the Terminus Hotel. It's sick. I really like it. I never stepped foot in it when I was here. Mm. It was an old, run-down, like, red carpet, you know, like red, like beer-stained, shitty pub.
I'm just thinking about the...
It's rattled you.
I'm thinking about the lollies still. There was one thing, like, because I'd brought my own Hey Tiger chocolate. And I was like, why isn't he giving me my Hey Tiger chocolate here? I'm like, he must be wanting to he's wanting to save it. And so, because I said, can I have some Hey Tiger chocolate? He's like, oh, here, we've got something else for you. And then you gave the lollies and you didn't give me the Hey Tiger. And so I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Are you annoyed at us?
Did you just turn the camera up? Yeah, did you mean to turn off?
Yeah, I just turned this
off. Oh, no, I'm not annoyed. I'm just glad you let me do it.
Oh, no, it was great.
I mean, it's a good stitch up. Everyone wins. Yeah, I got the lollies. And then I feel sick. My tummy hurts.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want you. Oh, fuck. It backfires on us if you just shit yourself and you can't.
Well, I won't shit myself. No, I definitely won't shit myself.
Because we've got another 3-hour drive after this, which is, it's a fair bit of driving.
Well, you were saying that we could have Sundays after this.
I'm still keen on that.
Yeah.
Because my belly's okay.
I'm ready.
A lot of sugar for you, Josh.
I know, but the thing is that it feels, and maybe this is what got me into trouble in the first place growing up, but it's like, how much worse could it be?
What?
So I'm sort of like, I've had the natural confectionery.
Yeah.
I've had the whole bag. Can the body really tell between 4,000 and 5,000 calories? Like, at this point, it's like, whoa, we've got heaps. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a good point. It's like, how far, when do you start going backwards?
Yeah. Well, it's also like a... shocking the system. I've mentioned it was definitely a shocking the system day.
Yeah.
And I know you guys have already pointed out like the 5-2 thing. Am I going to do it while I'm away?
Oh, no, they did. I didn't even think about it. I was too much having fun at the jumbo size. Yeah,
one thing that I noticed with this setup, and it's great what we've done at our studios, these studios just aren't designed for visuals.
Nah,
so you've got this big stick in your head.
Yeah, so the microphone arm's coming from the ceiling and there's two like fold back speakers. This is like a sick setup. There's TVs. Was there a TV? There was one TV.
The thing you could take from it is what I like about this one over ours is the acoustic treat. What's airproof?
I didn't mean airproof. Airlock.
What is airproof?
I was saying airproof, but then I realized I fucked it. But airlock. So it's like you shut it and zoop.
Yeah.
Feels like it's sucked out the air.
So I love that. I also, from a geeky point of view, they're using a company called Telos for their phone system. And when I was in Vegas for NAB, I went and spoke to Telos. But they're expensive. It's thousands of dollars for a phone system.
Well, we don't even need, like, this is...
No, we don't need phone. We just use FaceTime and all that.
When I was here last, like, they were so old.
Like a landline that you would just connect.
Yeah, and you'd hope it would be working. And like these look like big tactile 1, 2, 3, like has the lines. Oh, it's great. Fuck, it's so many memories.
So we'll, Damien Willoughby.
Yeah.
Lovely bloke. Works in marketing here. He does all digital content and stuff like that. But
that's what I said. So I might have butchered what he does. So.
But he's he was the CD, the content director.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you worked here.
Yeah, so every day we'd do the show. After it, we'd go and sit in his office and we'd talk to him about the
show.
What'd
you call him? Did you say Sydney? It sounded like you said Sydney's office.
But I was going to his office.
Okay, sorry.
What was his... Will was his on-air name because he did some on-air stuff as well.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. I called him Cocker.
Why Cocker?
Cockanarchus.
What does that mean?
What's his name?
Tanasi Kokkinakis.
Yeah, Melbourne tennis player. Yeah. A guy from Australia. He was quite big at the time and I just started calling everyone Cocker. Kokkinakis. And we called the cat, nicknamed it Princess Kokkinakis.
Oh, so I think we showed it maybe on our Instagram.
The live, yeah. We saw the cat and you were like, was that here when you were here? Mm. The fucking cat just arrived. Like when I was here, it was, abandoned. It ran away. It was like a stray cat and just rocked up and then the girl started feeding it. And then everyone who went out for ciggies out in the balcony would like put a bit of cat feed. And it just stays. And now it lives underneath the studio.
Wonder what it does on weekends.
Probably goes down to the Terminus Hotel, has a few pints.
Yeah.
And gets a bit fucked up.
So Willoughby was talking about the fact that his favourite moment was when Briggs came in and took over.
Yeah, Briggs is... Briggs is a rapper from... grew up in Shepparton. Mm-hmm. So he's like an OG. He's got lots of family here and was he like he had some albums out, signed to the Hilltop Hoods record label. Really? So he was a mover and shaker, but since then he's totally blown up. Like,
well, he was definitely a Shep celebrity.
Oh yeah, he was a Shep celebrity. I said so he came in, we did this rap battle against him. We should put it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
We can cut it up. We'll do an Instagram live. Instagram
TV, IGTV.
We're really thinking about our stuff more so it becomes content. Well, what about Thursday? What about Throwback Thursday?
Yeah, we can do a Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, we're doing a Throwback Thursday.
It gives 97 time to sort it out.
Yeah, great. So we did like a rap battle where we fucked up what we called something, which all the locals were furious on.
What was it?
I think it was how you spell Shep. Is it double P or one P?
Mm.
And so obviously it's a contentious issue. Mm. You really show your cards if you spell it wrong.
Mm.
I can't remember how. I think it's one P. We spelled it two P's because it's Shep. Spell Shepparton is two P's. Anyway, we sort of, organised it for him to burst in while we're doing the show on air, bit of theatrics. He came.
Wearing his pyjamas?
He was wearing a big fucking, what do you call it? Like a robe.
Yeah.
Like he had moccasins on and a robe and he just rocked in. He pulled in and he parked over like the employee of the month and there used to be like a manager's car spot. And so he's just parked on an angle. The boss of the business got here and was like, "Who the fuck's this car?"
Yeah,
and he's in here, and so we challenged him to a rap battle, and so anyway, we did it, and there's a video up, and it's cringeworthy, but his rap is really funny. His rapping was funny because he made fun of me being a personal trainer and a stripper. And he made a funny about candy, made funny about her name. It was just like, it's classic rap battle, just fucking anything he can find on you, he'll use on you.
You were saying that you were employee of the month once.
Oh yeah, got it. You should at least get it once.
Is it a bit of a joke?
Well,
setting up a sign...
Yeah.
At the car park that says that feels like it's getting into the office territory.
No, as in the TV
The
show.
Office, yeah.
It's an old school thing. The way they did the voting was they would go around, give you a piece of paper, and you just write down the name.
So it's like Brownlow or something, and so 3 points.
You'd put it into a, an ice cream container, and then they would pick it out.
So because I won a lot of Student of the Weeks.
Yeah, how did you win that? What was the actual...
Teacher liked me.
Yeah, okay. So you needed to be liked by your colleagues. So you would never win here.
I don't know. I reckon I could.
No, I think you're good. You'd be having...
Because I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah, true.
And I don't... It's not like I use the kitchen. Like I'm not good at cleaning my cutlery, but we've worked out the solution to that.
I mean, where we are right now, so the window behind, that's a classic look. there's three cups on the windowsill.
Mm.
It is exactly what happened. Like we would stack these up and have them running along, and it would be like people would fucking hate it. But it was our studio, so
you could do
no one
you
really
want.
Came in here.
Really? So was the breakfast show the only
no,
thing
that
came
so out? Breakfast show, and then Maz was his mm-hmm. name, Chris, he came in and did the music shift.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was like, I tried to keep it as tight as possible, but you know, you end up just being a bit of a pig.
Do you have fond memories, do you think, of the radio?
Yeah,
days?
100%. 100%. I think by the time I'd finished, I'd run my course here. But and I just remember it's not a job that you can do if you're not really enjoying it, and mm-hmm. and the team is not, you know, amazing. Like, think about how much we put in, how mm-hmm. much effort we put in.
Yeah.
We like each other.
Yeah.
And we've known each other for a while, and we are choosing to be here. We're not getting paid, so mm-hmm. it's more of an incentive in terms of having a good relationship while we're doing the mm-hmm. thing. Whereas we weren't getting much money, which is just what happens in regional radio. The team, by the time Stacey and I, like Stacey came on after Candy, and I was like already thinking, oh, I'm going to head off. I had my girlfriend at the time, Amy, who's now my wife at this time. I was getting in trouble saying that. No, but I had my
Your
mind
current
was
wife.
Thinking, my current wife, I was thinking about my future with her.
Yeah.
And so you said to me on the way up here, you were like, oh, I reckon we could, like, I would, like, what did you say to me? If you put everything into it and thought, yeah, I'm going to be the biggest thing.
Yeah, I was
thing
thinking, like, I wonder if you were to go all in.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people who work in regional radio stations, whether it's the jumping, like the stepping stone to a bigger thing versus saying, I'm going to make this the most epic thing ever and just be out on the town all the time, just making so much noise.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you get here and you're very excitable. And I had that in my mind, but what I worked out is you're dealing with somebody else too, that has their, what they are wanting to do in their career and what they're wanting to get up to. And so unless you're both like on the same path, like unless Hamish and Andy, like you think about them two that came into it together and are like, let's do this together. Whereas you're going, when you're here, oh, if I like, I might be able to get there. Like you think, oh, this is a great team. Like
it's not really. It's individuals working together.
Exactly, exactly. And so because you go, okay, well, if I got offered a job in Brisbane tomorrow on a drive show,
and that would happen all the time,
I would be there. I would leave this duo, which it's like that's plan B. Like you are having options, right? Mm. You're leaving your options open. Whereas if you and I did it, it's like this is the option. Let's make the most of it.
Well, we've had Gaundy on the show who's talked about that with his co-hosts going off and doing different things. Yeah, it's interesting. What would be the, if you were to do a break right now that was in the style of the show, you don't have to touch the panel. You're looking at the panel. Don't touch the panel.
No.
You said don't touch the panel. Yeah, did anyone else see him touch the panel?
Yeah, I didn't touch the panel. Will said don't touch the panel and I almost touched the panel.
So, if you were to do a bit of a break, how long does it have to go for? Let's just do one style. I'll be either Stacey or Candy.
Yeah.
And deliver something that would be, okay, so we'll play out the music.
Yeah.
Take my horse to the old town road. What would you do? Go. Bring the energy.
Okay. What's the name of this place? Hit FM.
Do your old one. Oh, do exactly how it was.
Okay.
Ready? And coming out of the song in.
Yeah. It's Star FM, Tommy and Josh, 9:15, heading for a top of 32 today around the GV. So, Joshy, mate, my brother and I were working on the weekend.
Yeah.
We're installing some lights in the new studio.
Mm-hmm.
And like sort of being on site, you're constant, like you're talking, you there's lots of banter happening.
I could imagine that with you.
You know, and like I've worked with my dad quite a bit and he's a, my dad's a landscaper. So when I was young, I had an apprenticeship with him and it was just an excuse to get out of school, but he did give me a job. And so I had spent some time on site. And when you're on a building site, which you've never been.
I did it once.
What for?
when we're filming that bit.
So you weren't there to actually do
no.
Yeah, the so tools. You weren't on the tools. Mm-hmm. You were video cameraing.
No. I've never done any sort of apprenticeship.
So you've never picked
in that
up
way.
A shovel. No. You've never had a blister.
No,
in
I've
your
definitely
hand
had a shovel
other than from wanking.
That you're going off script to show you definitely not.
I've gone a bit loose.
Go back into radio mode.
So anyway, you find like there is these sayings that people
well, actually, just
are saying
quickly,
all the time.
What was the worst? Did you ever get picked up from saying wanking or something on
no,
air?
Never. Go, man, I get,
you didn't
like, say
fuck
in the studio.
Do you want to do it again? 3, 2, 1. Fuck.
I never said it. This is like, it's so nice to be able to say just, what I'm really thinking. No, but so when you're on site, like my dad has a bunch of sayings. Mm. Which my brother's mate who works for my old man has picked up on, and now my dad probably this is revealing to him because I know he listens
breaks,
to the show.
How long are talk breaks?
He's saying
to go
I'm
for?
Going too long.
It feels like not tight and bright.
But you've gone in and out. You've brought up the swearing thing.
I know.
And you've talked about time. So
mainly
I haven't even been able to get to the punchline.
But did you guys felt that it was pretty for a radio?
I thought we were doing like a 30-second sort of thing.
No, mate. There's no 30-second breaks. Other than coming out of a song into another song and you're just saying, what's up, guys, weather.
But was I doing
comp?
A bad job?
You're doing a bad job. You weren't supporting me.
I was cutting in and out.
See, this is where Damien Willoughby would come in and say, whoa, guys. Like I've had explosive.
Mid-song?
No. Like I've had explosive meetings in here. Okay, I remember there was with Candy and I was heated.
Mm-hmm.
It was heated and Damien was there.
Did
and
you push her pile of papers?
Or? No, I didn't push her.
Because she got
pile
in trouble.
Papers.
You said she got in trouble once for printing too much.
She got
much.
In trouble for printing. Can't print too much. Don't fuck a print. You're cutting down forests.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just news.com.au.
anyway.
All the articles.
Do you want me to finish the break? Because So my dad has these sayings. And when you pick up on them, when you start, like, it wasn't me who worked it out. It was my brother and his mate. And they said, one of them's, he always says, neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll think about it is another one.
I'll think about it is a good one, especially giving quotes or, you know, you're
looking
at
it.
I'll think about it. Get back
to it. I'll think about it. Neither here nor there. The other one that my brother said is used a lot. What did he say? And so you were there.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, you were on site when we were installing these lights. And Ant said to us.
Well, it's specifically when you're tying something down.
Yeah.
So is this like from a radio point of view?
Yeah.
I've sort of started to take over the break by doing the punchline.
No, I can bring you in. Like to, I'm
do you want me to do the
punchline?
You
know? You can do it. So my brother said to us.
So what he said was he was talking about when you're tying things up and the one thing that you know that's certain when any bloke is tying something up is this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
This thing's not going, is that what he says?
It's almost part and parcel. When you tie a knot, blokes say, this is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, but you're saying it to yourself almost. You go, you're really going, it's not going anywhere.
So 13, 10, 60, would you turn that into a phone?
Well, I could turn
it
into a phone. I'm like, you know, do your work on site.
Are people
is there
saying
some
this?
What are the sayings on your work site?
Yeah.
13, 10, 60 or whatever.
What was the?
13, 10, 60 Is that the Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a
13,
long
10,
number?
16.
9700045 8467
But we'd throw it out there then, guys, and would say, call us. What's the saying on site?
Yeah.
What's the saying on site? It's pretty good. I mean, we've workshopped. I've just come up off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's great.
An idea for a phoner. Mm. But I think it's probably relatable. It's.
I think the guys could probably. What are some of the things that we
all
say?
All right, we've got a caller. We've got Mason from Maroopna.
Ah, Mason. Maroopna. How are you, mate?
Yeah, great.
Oh, that's really good.
So you've called in.
Yeah.
You sound like we've called you.
He's got a bit of panic.
He's got an ISDN line at his house, so it's a real strong connection.
Amazing. So, Mace, what's the saying on your site?
Stand by.
Stand by. It's a good one. Stand by is a good one.
Stand by. So when's it said?
Oh, typically when Josh is trying to pull something up. Stand by, guys.
Stand by.
Yeah, I don't know who Josh is, but it sounds funny.
Yeah. All right, we're going to Tatura, where some of the best vanilla slices are. Oof. They've won a bunch of awards.
Recently.
Lovely, lovely couple that own the Tatura Bakery. We're with Dylan.
What's up?
Dil.
Hello. Hi.
What are the lines that are
Sitting your side.
Yeah. It's typically a phrase that's said early in the morning, and it's come from the lower level of the office that we're stationed in. And this bloke always gets in early in the mornings and later than me, because I'm an early riser, but he always comes in and yells, "What's up, cunts?"
We're gonna have to, dump that.
We have to. We're gonna lose you to Rutatira.
Did you ever?
I smile and wave and just let it happen.
Did you? How many times did you have to press the dump button?
No. Here's the thing: we never knew if the dump button worked or not. So
surely you'd be able to just run a test.
I don't know.
Isn't that a fair? Like I'd be so interested.
We didn't take
interested.
Live calls. We were recording calls.
Really?
Well, because our phone system like would get the calls through the song, record them, and then sort of chop it up.
Would you use Vox Pro? Or?
Nah, this was maybe. Can't remember what it was. Anyway, we'd just have like a little bank and would come back and would say, you know, it's Star FM, Tommy and Josh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, some sayings on the site would reset mm-hmm. and say, you know, we're looking for what's the saying on your site? Mason from Maroopna. Hey, mate. And then you'd press play and then would turn the lights off.
Yeah.
But then Stacey and I, we started going live on everything, which it gets loose. Like you can get – we had this one woman, she'd just call. She was so lovely, but you could just hear 17 kids in the background. But she would just – Shelly or Sandy, I just remember her voice. And she'd just give us a story every day. She was great.
Would
like,
you
so you
have
get these real, real fans.
Would it go through to a producer first?
No.
Are you kidding me?
It would just – so this is the thing. It'd be you and I in here in the morning, no one else. There's no producer here.
And so you'd be taking the calls.
While doing the paneling. I'd be doing everything.
So would you ever go – so say with Sandy as an example.
Yeah.
Would you say have Sandy's number on the save so you knew that she was sort of a safe call to put straight through?
No, dude. There's no – you pointed to the computer screens. There was no digital component to the phone call. It was phone line on the desk, press it on, put up the fader, press the physical phone, line 3, and it'll just come out.
That's ridiculous. So when Stacey and you were doing the show, would you actually ever put calls straight to air saying like during the music, would you go, hey, what's the story?
Some of them we were like in the middle of the call break and it's a bit of a flip of a coin. So we're seeing this flashing light and we've had one good call and we're like, all right, and hey.
Who's this? Would you ever do a bit of music?
Yeah, hey, who's that? Hey, it's Dylan. Oh,
can't hear because he dropped a C-bomb
Mr. 97 went to Southern Cross Osteria, was nice enough.
Yeah.
Leon Shergren we've had on the show. Yeah.
I'll just say this is why you don't burn bridges because you can do shit like this.
Yeah. So
don't burn bridges.
Leon Shergren is the executive producer at Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Yeah, it's the number one. It's like a number one
breakfast show in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you got to see them produce. How did you see, if you were to explain to people what they do in a metro market, how does it work?
It's pretty full on. Like they've got a bunch of producers. So there was Leon and two other producers sitting there and they were pretty much on phones the whole time. Just taking up callers and sort of like working stories and trying to find the best sort of caller for content. Uh-huh. It's great.
Yeah, and it's an exciting,
it's a rush.
Like, what we do is pretty
low
relaxed.
Level.
Relaxed. There's no, like, I think that the reality of being live to the whole of Melbourne adds to it. Like, we'll be live, but it still won't, I don't think it'll feel like radio. Like, there is something.
Maybe one day.
Something really cool about what, like, if we have a huge fucking audience. Mm-hmm. Like,
what
Joe
about
Rogan,
if we
Joe
put
Rogan
25.
Says he can't think about it. He can't think about it because he's going live to 200, 300,000 people and then it will reach 500 million or something. Fucking his podcast reaches 500 million a month or something. But you can't. It'll do your head in thinking about that.
I've got a bit of reflux.
Yeah, mate. It's
from all the.
It's called your.
And I'm breathing.
You're burping up a little a dinosaur lolly.
Did you think I was going to finish it all or no?
Well, I got a bit nervous because there was about 3 left.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how can I get him to finish
last? You do?
And I just let it, I just put it out there to the universe. And he ate them.
Are you guys surprised? Or?
I'm not surprised.
I thought it would last at least maybe 4 hours.
And so I had it
two
in
hours.
Two or something.
Under two.
Yeah.
Under two.
Which is impressive.
And the annoying thing is I had to cut it with corn chips.
Bit of savoury.
Yeah, I need a bit of savoury there.
Oh, that's nice. You can.
And the funny thing is I was trolling Nathan about his sugar and all that. Well, like he's got a new
nickname. Sugar daddy.
What's he, what is he called now?
Mr. Sugar. Dr. Sugar.
Dr. Sugar.
Dr. Sugar.
Because he loves sugar.
I'd love to do a blood sugar test with you right now, see where you're at.
Yeah.
It was definitely a solid effort, dude. I commend you. I mean, be treat wise, enjoy a balanced diet. They even advertise
right
on the packet. This is 4% of your daily intake.
Well, can you turn it around? What I think is disturbing, turn it around so I can see the front.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have two options. There's the family mix and there's the party mix.
Yeah.
And so I've gone the party mix, which is jumbo size. So it's not designed for, this is for multiple families.
Dude, we went the biggest packet possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it. But go to YouTube and watch this in 360.
Yeah, this is cool. We looked at the footage before we started.
And it was working.
It's such a cool perspective.
Move around. You can move around the whole thing. I should have told you that earlier.
Yeah.
You can move around.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, we've probably overstayed our welcome, but it's what have you learnt from this place, Mason? Mr. 97?
I just like the sound lock. The sound lock's sick.
Yeah.
The airlock.
Yeah, I mean, airlock, I call the airlock for me is the where the producers sit.
Okay, yeah.
Outside the studio.
So I've never had a producer. Sorry, I didn't know that.
So, I mean, this is soundproofed, and like it's got acoustic treatment and shit.
I think there is something to be said, though, like even for me now, not having had something that has made me feel the way doing this made me feel. Maybe Mr. 97 feels like that every time he has an interaction with a woman.
or something more regular like
that. But like
podcast.
I just remember the feeling. And it's something like I wonder if you lose that. Like when was the last time you felt that just feeling of like I'm totally out of my depth?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I just have to just pretend. Like it's a.
Why are you laughing?
No, it's just.
Can you think of a moment where I was totally out of my depth?
No, I think it's internally. You need to know the feeling yourself. Like. Think about probably when you first aided in Varta, when you worked there years ago, you felt like, I'm out of my comfort zone. Obviously, I don't know half the people here.
Let me think.
Like, I think it doesn't happen enough as we get
like
older.
Going to a party will do that for me.
Yeah.
Like, I went to someone, I'm like, I only know the person whose party it is.
Huge reward in doing that. I'm not saying the party thing, maybe not the party thing, but career wise,
yeah, it's all right.
Like seek it out and do it if you can.
Running.
Yeah.
That.
I'm going for a walk tonight because it's my I can't miss today doing exercise. But, you want to come with me, bro?
Yeah, but there was also you set the I don't know if you remember this, you said exercise does not include walking in your own goal.
An hour is the minimum. So that was the rule. It can't be a walk, but if it is, it's an hour. So it's annoying because it's so long. That's why it's like
walk.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking late walk.
So you've just started doing,
or I'll just do a 20-minute HIIT session.
Yeah.
Okay. High intensity training.
Yeah, I understand what it is. I understand what it is.
I thought you just had a sugar blackout.
Yeah, no, I don't feel too good. All right, it's a daily talk show. It's June, big month, lots of shit happening. Yeah. July 1, a lot of stuff is happening too.
Yeah. Shout out to Trev from EFTM who's supplied the 360 cam.
Thank you, Trev. Yeah. And also he gave us a bunch of swag.
Oh, yeah, merch. We've been using your drink bottles in the car.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Yes, we need a piss when we go on the car. The joke was I piss in the bottle.
I'm going to go have a snoop around the studio and I'm going to film it.
It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.
There we go. We're done.
Wicked.
So good.